I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Always Be Prepared. You never know when you're going to hook up with a hottie. Written by Victoria Bliss. Read by Girl on the Net. When packing for my weekend away, I joked with my hubby about being prepared as I packed a dozen condoms and a full bottle of lube. I didn't expect sexy times, but with 10 humans in one house for a celebration, well, the Queen of Smut wanted to be sure any sexy fun times would be catered for. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. 9 of us gathered with the birthday boy to celebrate Palantillin's 30th, which he'd had in lockdown. We all did COVID tests, even Palantillin, which, as he had no idea where he was going, definitely was confusing for him. We were ready for a few days and nights of no mask, close contact, and partying in the flesh. As often happens in large groups, I was flitting around being helpful, and as part of that, I showed in a very gorgeous young man. I was immediately taken by his kind eyes and soft smile. We didn't have time to talk until later, as we were busy surprising Palantillin and splashing about in the hot tub. Well, others did that. I just put my bikini on to dance around the outside, handing out drinks and such. I went into hostess mode as people were drinking and I wasn't. I was facilitating their good times, and that's one of my favourite ways to have a good time myself. It was when I was sat with the dogs. Honestly, the people were ace, but the dogs were top-notch company, settling them down whilst their mum enjoyed the party, that I talked to Fox properly. And even that was just checking in if he was okay as he stood there, shivering and dripping in swim shorts. "It's the mirrors," he replied with a scowl. "You don't like seeing yourself in them?" I asked, and he nodded. "I don't know why," I said. "You have a really hot body." Honestly, I wasn't at that moment actively flirting. I really just wanted to buoy his self-confidence. His cute, blushing smile made my pulse jump. "You should embrace it. You look amazing," I continued to waffle, staring at his most delicious chest, smattered with what appeared to be silky, soft hair, and down to his gently curved stomach. I remember vague hand gestures and my cheeks burning with a mix of lust and embarrassment. "You look amazing too," he said, and I beamed happily in response. Later, when I'd changed into my nightdress and was snuggling my way around the animals and humans I already knew, I ended up sitting on the sofa near Fox, who was sat on a singular chair nearby. He seemed away with his thoughts, and the host in me reached out to engage him in conversation. I found out how he knew Palantillin and explained how I did, as tactfully as I could manage, knowing he wasn't a kinkster. He nodded and smiled a lot and didn't seem at all fazed by the fact that I am all smut all the time. The conversation moved round. I was happy to see him joining in and I was happy chatting to others. As the number of folks awake dwindled, I sat on one of the sofas, a little drowsy and contemplating hitting the hay myself, when Fox came in. "Mind if I sit down with you?" "Not at all," I responded. We continued to talk about smut and kink. I talked about being poly and he mentioned being open to others too. I explained some things about my work and my play, and at some point Palantillin came and joined in the conversation. He, not so subtly, indicated that I was not only a good person to talk to about all kinds of things, but was a good person to do things with too. He was drunk, but bless him, still singing my praises, and I think attempting to be my wingman, or Fox's, Maybe both? Who knows? I doubt even he did at the time. Like, there's so many beautiful people here. Like you, Fox said. You're very beautiful. I giggled and blushed and smiled, and of course thanked him, as my mind raced on putting info together. And that's when I realised something. Not through any great skill of deduction, nope. Someone calling you beautiful and asking all about your kink and sex life is actually quite a good indication that they're kinda into you. I still didn't think anything would come of it. Can we cuddle? He asked a little moment later. Yes, that'd be nice. I grinned. I'm a cuddle slut, so was all in. I honestly didn't expect anything more. In fact, I invited Palantillin in on the snuggle, which he declined with a wobbly tip of his glass. He left us alone together, and I cuddled into Fox. He was soft and warm. He was shaking against me. I thought he was cold at first, pulled him closer. But then I realised I could feel it too. You know that fizzing through your whole body that feels like chills? The static charge of attraction and anticipation. I can't precisely remember if he asked if he could kiss me or told me he wanted to kiss me. I just remember smiling and nodding and pressing my lips to his. Softly, they fluttered like butterfly wings at first. I could feel the nervous lust, like he was unsure it was real or if it was good. I softly moaned and pushed back against him a little harder, showing him how much I was enjoying it. It was like a cork popped and the want bubbled out. His kisses deepened. His very soft beard scratched gently at my cheeks and chin as he dipped his tongue in my mouth, and I lapped and licked at it, twisting our lips and tongues together in an intricate dance that had my blood effervescing and my breath catching in my throat. Hands moved on bodies. His rested half on my arm, half on my breast, and with a break in the kissing, Fox asked, "May I?" I nodded and lifted the hem of my nightie. It was plain grey with an owl on its breast, nothing even vaguely seductive. I only noticed he'd been holding his breath when his fingers gently stroked across my boob and he let it out in a heavy sigh. He squeezed and stroked and his gaze was firmly fixed on my breast the whole time. Then we both realised we were making out in a very public area of the house and covered me back up. Consent is sexy, people. "Are you willing to have sex with me?" he blurted, like the words were expanding inside him and had to be let out. I know we'd just been making out heavily and talking about sex, but I really had no expectation of more. I didn't hesitate in my reply, though. "Yes, of course." Seems I am capable of being impulsive after all. I didn't even have to think, let alone overthink. We then had to work out where, though. We were both meant to be sleeping in the multiple single bedroom, with sleeping people in it already. In the end, we headed to the double room of two people we knew were still playing ping pong in the basement. We probably should have asked, but eagerness overtook us and we just headed upstairs. He started kissing me straight away, and between me clearing off the bed so we could fuck, he continued to kiss and stroke me, until I turned to him and whipped off my nightie with a giggle. His face was a picture, like all his Christmases came at once. The ego boost was wonderful, the lust in his gaze palpable. I turned to the bed and started to crawl across. As I did, he pulled on my knickers. "Oh, cheeky," I laughed, helping him to pull them off me. As I crawled out of my knickers, he slapped my ass, making me squeak giggle with surprised delight. I watched him take off his clothes. Damn. I realised then how goddamn lucky I was. Lithe, soft and tender, long legs and cute butt and thighs. I was drooling for him before he even touched me again. And not only from the mouth. He was shaking still, and I tried to calm him by stroking his body as he kissed me. Not sure the strokes were calming either of us, but damn, it felt good. He played gleefully with my tits. It was hot watching him knead and squeeze at my flesh, licking his lips, his eyes wide with delight. He swept his hands lower, gently skimming over my stomach and down to my thighs. He crawled down to get between my legs, looking intently at my cunt, spreading my lips wide and savouring the view. My cheeks flushed at his thorough inspection, but that only intensified the pleasure at every tentative stroke of his fingers. Those fingers quickly got acquainted with what I liked, stroking my clit softly, then with more pressure in response to my keening moans before pressing fingers inside. He fingered me and my cunt squeezed and throbbed around his digits. I moaned and gasped as flickers and sparks of ecstasy ran through me, even more so when he looked up to watch my reaction. Fuck, how hot is that? Really fucking hot, I can tell you. His eyes, damn, so soft, so blue, so sparkling with desire and joy. My heart stopped as he dipped his head between my thighs, encouraged me to spread for him, and then licked between my wet lips. Fuck. He licked and sucked and targeted my clit. Sometimes his tongue darted inside me too, and I was soon writhing on his face, completely absorbed by the pleasure of his eager mouth on my cunt. I came hard and loudly and eagerly kissed my cum from his lips. And it was his turn. He stood beside the bed and I got to get my mouth around him. His cock was pink and hard and vibrated with just a gentle touch of my fingers. There was a delicious pool of pre-cum at the tip as I kissed and licked around his head, teasing a little before sinking my mouth around him to a little whimper that sent zaps of arousal directly to my clit. I do love it when my mouth is filled with cock, and I feasted happily a while. "Have you got a condom?" he asked, and I replied with an eager yes. Huzzah! I was right to pack the smut stuff. I tiptoed out of the room, grabbed my toiletries bag and then tiptoed back in, handed Fox a condom and got myself comfy once more on the bed. Took him a moment to get it on, bless his nervous heart. He apologised. He did that a lot. "Don't worry," I told him. "I've got loads, and you're worth the wait." His little smirky smile was delightful. His covered cock rubbing up and down my slit was even more so. "Tease," I mewled, "but fuck, it feels so good." He pressed his cock flat between my labia and against my clit once more, before pressing lower to find my entrance. It took a few goes. It always does that first time. He apologised again, and I reassured him it was okay, and directed him a little, and then, pop, he was inside me. "Fuck," I groaned. He stretched me and I whimpered as he pushed deeper inside me. I'm not sure what words and noises fell from my lips thereon in as I was absorbed by how good he felt inside. He kept hitting my hot spots and I tightened and came on his cock in waves. When I opened my eyes and he was looking at me, I couldn't pull our gazes apart. I saw the pleasure in me totally reflected in him. His smiles of joy, his grimaces of pleasure, his eyes fluttering under the weight of lust. We connected then on a visceral level. Neither of us were trying or thinking or second-guessing. We were both lost in the push and pull of the fuck. I'm going to come, he exclaimed and pulled out of me. I was disappointed, but then he whipped the condom off and wanked onto my face, letting me take him in my mouth as he came. I didn't get it all. There was a lot. But I drank down what I could and the rest dripped down my cheek and chin and onto my chest. I embraced him, kissed him, and then we both got to tidying ourselves and the room up, very aware that the occupants could come in at any moment. Once we were cleaned up, we headed back downstairs and snuggled on the sofa together. In a way, that was my favourite bit. Yeah, the lust and orgasms were amazing, but that contented post-sex haze is where we talked about all sorts, wrapped in each other's arms. I learnt a few more things about him, and he learnt some stuff about me. We laughed and joked and talked serious. It was the best way to end the day. We had other moments over the weekend. I was always happy to find myself snuggled next to him on a sofa. He would stroke my arm and my hair gently, making me purr like a kitty cat. It's a shame we live so far apart, but I hope we'll come together again soon. If you liked this, you can find more of Victoria's incredible work at victoriabliss.co.uk and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.